FEMA, in coordination with the Federal Communications Commission, will conduct a nationwide test of the emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts on October 4th. The national test will be made up of two sections, one testing WEA capabilities and the other testing EAS capabilities. Both tests are set to begin at approximately 2:20 p.m. FEMA senior official Antoine Johnson responded to a concern about individuals being worried that they could not use their phone during this time.
That does not mean that cell phones will broadcast the message continuously for 30 minutes. It just means that the message will be active in the system for 30 minutes.
The WEA portion of the test will be directed to consumer cell phones. The text message will display in either English or Spanish, depending on the language settings of the wireless handset. According to Johnson, the cell phone will be accompanied by a unique tone and vibration, along with a message saying that this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System,
which will be accompanied by a unique tone and vibration, and read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. Cell phones should receive the message only once. The message will display on cell phones regardless of whether consumers have opted out of receiving other WEA test messages."
If a phone is off before the test alert is sent and not turned back on until after the WEA test expires, the phone should not get the message. The purpose of the test is to ensure that the systems continue to be effective when it comes to warning the public about emergencies, particularly those on the national level. In case the October 4th test is postponed due to severe weather or other significant events, the backup testing date is October 11th. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana.